Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
At the end of the day, reading should be fun, shouldn't it? Especially if you're in upper elementary school, middle school, high school, and even if you're an adult. You don't want to get halfway through a book and then suddenly realize this book is not living up to the potential that I thought it was going to be at, and that's a bummer. This book does not have that problem. It got the fun memo, and it is running full bear all the way to the end of the end zone without looking back. Goodbye, see you later. It's book number two in the Far-Flung Falls series. That's a tongue twister. Molly and the Mutants. Sounds like a girl group from the 60s. And this book is just flat out fun. Basically, Molly is a typical teenage kid. In the first book, she discovered a giant robot and defeated it. So now she's kind of a hero in town because, of course, being like a 100-foot tall robot, you're going to see it. So the town is aware of her deeds. But in this book, Molly and the Mutants, if you look closely at the cover, you'll see some monsters behind her cohorts. And they look big. They've got big eyes. And they get bigger. And that's the great thing. They start out as monsters. The monsters and the mutants. They start out as monsters. But then as the book goes on, they get monstrous. Like Godzilla-sized monstrous. Like squashing cars with their feet monstrous. It never really strains credibility either. As long as you buy into the fact that this is science fiction. It's fun-based science fiction that, wait for it, is set in the 80s. The 80s, that marvelous decade where everything was more fun and nothing was recorded. That's why it was so darn fun. This is a great book, man. If you're in fourth grade, it's going to be a bit of a stretch to read unless you're an active reader. Fifth grade, boom, you can jump into this. You'll love it and say, where's the first book? How'd I miss it? If you're in middle school, you'll still love it. You're in high school, you'll love it. You're an adult reader like me or my wife. You're going to read this book and say, this is just fun. This is kind of what reading should be because it's effortless summer beach reading that you can do any day of the year. Even in those days that are approaching fall, when the leaves are turning. This is Molly and the Mutants, and it is a very fun book for ages 8 and up.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.